Okay, today's daf is Racha daf Vav. Like to learn today's daf was Eichon Ishmas, my other grandmother, Malka Bas Yechiel Yonah, whose yahrzeit is today. We are on Hey Yom Adbeis. They died close to each other, 15 years ago. We are on Hey Yom Adbeis. What is it? Amar Rava. It's like the fourth wide line. So there was a machlokus in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Regarding a goy, Rav Meir says a goy is ne'erach, meaning he's the subject of erachin, of alo marach, but he can't make erachin. And Rav Yehuda says the opposite. So amar, it's elo amar rava. No, it's amar rava, right? Amar rava. So rava then says, lost the spot. So amar rava. Rava says hilchos the Rabbi Meir v'stabra. The halacha that Rav Meir says makes sense, that a goy is marach, but can't be the subject of erachin. But tamei lo v'stabra. But his reasoning is shaky. On the other hand, time of the Rabbi Yehuda Mistabra, the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda makes sense, but Hilchasa lo Mistabra, but his Allah, we don't pass him like him. His Allah does not like him. Hilchasa the Rabbi Meir Mistabra, the Allah of Rabbi Meir is Mistabra, why did Stiv? Because it says, in historical context, it says in the Pasuk in Ezra, when Nehemiah is building the Beis HaMikdash, Nehemiah is rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, Nehemiah says, lo lachem vilanu livnos Beis HaMikdash, not for you, the Goyim, and Lanu, Bnei Yisrael, livnos together. To build the Beis HaMikdash. We don't want you to build it with us. You cannot build with us. Therefore, you see that a goy is not permitted to give money to the Bet HaKabayis, because building is Bet HaKabayis. Erechin gives to the Bet HaKabayis. The money goes to the Bet HaKabayis, and therefore, goy can't do it.
That's very shaky, because
we
got the money for the purpose.
We'll get to it. So Taimai lo mistaber, but his svara is not mistaber, doesn't make sense. The kamaisi le mecheresh shol tevekotan, because Rav Meir brings a raya to his din from mecheresh shol tevekotan, that they are not subject of, they're not marech, that they cannot bring a erechin. We say shani, but mecheresh shol tevekotan is different. Why? The labnei deyaninu. It's not a chisaron in erechin there. It's a chisaron in the individuals. They don't have das, right? Labnei deyaninu. Because that's why they can't even make a neder, they can't be machish anything. That's why they can't bring it, because they don't have the das. A guy has das, so why shouldn't he be able to bring an erechin? Why shouldn't he be able to make an erechin a neder? So in time of the Rabbi Yehuda Mistabra, but the svar of Rabbi Yehuda makes sense. The kamais leave me tumtum ben androgynous, because he brought his raya from a tumtum ben androgynous. The apagav the vnei deyadino, even though they are vnei das, they're regular people. They have a side issue. They're regular people that have das. Nevertheless, mi'atnu rachmana. The Torah says that they are not nerach. They're not in the list. To be nerach, you have to be in the list. Tumtum ben androgynous is not in the list. So goy is not on the list either. But they can be marech. Why can't they be marech? They have das. So right, the apagav the vnei deyadino mi'atnu rachmana. But Hilchos Olam Mistabra, but his halacha is shaky. Dechiv lo lachem v'lanu livnos Beis HaMikdash. Why did the Nechem tell them we cannot accept your money to build the Beis HaMikdash? Look at Rashi. Poor Rashi. Rashi says the time of Olam Mistabra. This is talking about the Reb Meir, and his svar is not Mistabra. The yalav time of Mecheres Shol Tevekotan. He learns his reasoning is from Mecheres Shol Tevekotan. The ikul mifrach, and you can mess up that reasoning. Hashem mishum lav they dayaninu. They are not bnei vendas. The ha'enodrin nami. They can't make a net there. And they makishin. They can't be makish anything. The base of English. Avaloli kachovim. But a goy did no deru makish. Right. A goy can make the net there and can be makish. That remain a mode of the no deru neither. Remain in the mission agrees that they can be no deru neither. Ima nami marif. Maybe they can be marif. Ilav the haikra. If not for the pasuk, the lola chemelano. It's the same for Ezra. That what? Shahayu ovik kachovim. The ovik kachovim misnavdim. They would volunteer. The roads in Messiah and the vineyard by Hashani. They want to build the base, help them build the second base of Midrash. So Amar lehem nechem ben chalchaliyah. Nechem said to them, lo lechem lana livnos ki iman levadu. At time of the Rabbi Yehuda, the vadim is tabar today, ukbam yutu b'maikron, the nerach and the riva marach, and to say that the miyut is by nerach, and the riva is by marach, to say that the goy can be marach. The tumtum ben androgynous today, they are ninu, ka'ovi kachavim. They're the same thing as a goy. Uma arichim, they can make an erach vow, below nerachim, they can't be subject of an erach vow. The matinu krod v'chsiv ha'zachar, mariba, the only from zachar, zachavale, not a sophic. V'hilchus alo mistaber, the vada in marich, which from the erach from betta kabayis, v'chor ksiv, lo lachem v'lan olivnos. So what's going on? The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda, hi lo lachem v'lan my other blade. So what do you do with the pasuk? Why does the chemya not take the money if a goy can be marich? Why can't Nechemya take the money for Bet HaKabayis to build the base of Migdash? Amar Chizda Amar Avimi. Amar Chizda Amar Avimi, the Erko Nignas. He's like, Enoch Anami, he could have taken it, but what you do is that their Bet HaKabayis has to go to Nigna. You can't use it. It's valid. It's hekesh, but you can't use it, right? Amar Avimi, Rashi says, Had Amar Yehuda Marichan Lav Mishum De Lesei Lebedek Habayis. It's not that they can't get the Lebedek Habayis. The Haksev Lachem Lo Lachem Velanu Ela Kadosh VeNigzar De Asur Bahana. It becomes Asur Bahana. You can't use it.
What do
you do with it? Indonesia.
You do what?
To like a Sheamus. You put it away. You bury it. Yamamela. It obtains the status. It obtains the status. He said to them, it's valid what you do, but we can't use it. It's more of a practical concern. We can't use it. The Gemara says, wait a second. If it's nignaz, elameyata lo yamalubo. If something is nignaz, you should get me'ila for it. Rashi says, demishani minei lo nishaya korban me'ila. If you get enough from it, you shouldn't have to bring a korban me'ila. It's not, but we have in Mishnah, it's really the sign. You have a Bryce that says, Chamesh Chatos Mesos, the five Chatos that are put to die, Umos HaHofof Nami Melech, and money that's supposed to be sent to Yami Melech, right? Lo Nehenin, you can't get enough from them because they have Kedusha, but if you do get enough from them, the Lo Mo'alin, there's no concept of Me'ila. Why? Rashi says, no, somebody can obtain a Kedusha status, but can't be used. So once it can't be used,
but isn't that
only if you use it. So if you use this,
he's not
using it now. He would. Lo neni, you're not supposed to get hana from it. But even if you do use it and you violate that aspect, there's no concept of the meilu. I mean, you don't have to bring the carbon. Right? Rashi says that the ma'os halchasam melech to have a kichato shemesu baleh the azal misa the imnena adam mehem enochayv carbon. Why the lo karina and bay? We don't call it the kachay Hashem. Ho over the ibud azli. Meilu only applies to Kodshei Hashem, but this is going to Ibud. It's not going to be used by the Hashem. Yes, it has a status, but it's like that quasi-status, the in-between status. So it says, Lo Nani, Lo Molim, Lo Matanya. So why do you have a brace that says, Gabi Kodshei Ovi Kekavim, when it says by Kodshei Ovi Kekavim that you don't get me Ila, you're not getting me Ila, but Medarim Memurim, Bekodshei Mizbeah. That's if they, a Kodshei Mizbeah of a Goy. I'll Bekodshei Bedek Abayis, but Kodshei that the Goy has neder to give to the Bedek Abayis, Molim Mahem. You do get me'ilah. So if Avimi is right that kachet bedek habayis of the goy is nignas, why do you get me'ilah? Why is the person give me'ilah? So the answer can't be what Rabbi Yehuda uses the pasuk for. Ela Amarava, Rava says no. Mishum rifyon yadayim hu. It was a political concern, right? It was a political concern. Dixit, right? What's rifyon yadayim? Rashi says rifyon yadayim. The last Rashi. Mishum shelo hayu miskavnim letova. The Goyim didn't really have good intentions. They were a pack. No, they were lobbyists. We're going to give you money, and now you got to listen to our concerns. Now that we're in, you have to listen to our advice. We gave you money, right? If you give money, you always have to listen to the guy, to the donor. You got to get now listen to us. We don't like this. Then they can delay until the Koresh decides, you know what, we'll stop building this and this. That was their intent. So Nechem says to them, I don't want your money. Not that I can't use your money. I don't want your money. Why? I don't want your money. I don't want to be tied to your political shenanigans. So Mishum Rav Yadayim, the Ksiv, the pasuk says, by he Am Aretz Mirapim Yedei Am Yehuda Umapalim Osam Livdos, that the people of the land were Mirapim. They wanted to be Mavatel, the hands of Yehuda, and they would want to stop them from building the Beis Hamikdash. That's the reason what the pasuk says. It's not a halachic reason. It was a political reality. They didn't want to use the money of the goyim. So Tosos asks. Tosos in Elamayata, if you look towards the halfway, it says Vitzarachin, right on the first word of the line. Vitzarachin came into the Rabbi Meir ein eobek chavim misnavim lebedek habayis. According to Rabbi Meir, right now he says that the goy cannot be menadim lebedek habayis. Why? Because he says on that pasuk, it's a halachic reason. It can't be menadim lebedek habayis. How does it say in the pasuk in the Mishnah says zev zemodim? He agrees that they can be nodim. He only says in the erechin they can't. But that, in other words, the lima that he has for erechin is too strong. Because it goes against the idea of nodim. Okay, they can't make erechin for whatever reason. But he agrees it can be nodim. It's a different concept. Why can they be nodim in Bedek Habayis? The pasuk over there says you can't do anything to Bedek Habayis. Right? So it says heich itnan zev zemodim shenodim ha over chavim lo nodim Bedek Habayis Rabbi Meir. The doch of the parish of Nodim Karmel Mizbeach. It's doch to say that Nodim means to give to the Mizbeach. The Lechor Mastisim to the Erechim. Because it's talking, the Mishnah is talking about Erechim and Dharm in the same context, which both means Bedek Habayis. The Mile of Bedek Habayis. Beshema told the Farish, maybe you could say the Rava Hadabe la Maskana Zu. Maybe Rava retracted from his Maskana. Remember, Rava said that the Halacha follows like a mayor, but the Tan follows like a Yehuda. Now maybe he retracts from that. He's Rava originally said that the Halacha is like a mayor because of that pasuk. Well, now we're learning that pasuk differently. So now maybe Rava is retracting and saying, right, because what's going on here? It's Ela Amar Rava. The last man the Amar said, Rikoni Nadayim is Rava. So he's reinterpreting the pasuk. So maybe Halacha isn't like Rabbi Meir in that context. That pasuk does not have anything to do with Halacha. Rabbi Meir says they're not Ma'arif for maybe a different reason, but Halacha, maybe the Halacha is not like Rabbi Huda, and they can give to the Bedek of Bias. Okay. Today's daf. Tana Chada, right? One Brisa says, Oved Kochavim Shehisnadev Nedavla Bedek of Bias Mekavim. One Brisa says, if a guy it volunteers or donates a voluntary donation to the upkeep of the temple, Mekavim Mena. We can accept that money from him. There's a whole to-do, because there's a sugya that you're not supposed to accept a stucker from a guy. You're not supposed to accept a stucker from a guy. But say, Rebetic Abayis is different. So what if a guy gives money for a shul? Guy gives money for a shul? So someone compared the base like an essence to the base. Mikdash, but that's not necessarily true. It's true from the Chasam Sofer. He says, no, for a shul, you can accept it, because that's like, almost like, it's like kachim. It's like a karba. We can accept karbanos from the guy. So it's not considered like Rebetic Abayis. So if a guy gives the shadow of the Chasam Sofer had, was that in those days the shuls weren't privately owned, they weren't even 501c3s, they were actually owned by the government, and you had paid rent towards the government, so they were giving it to the shul to you, can you get another from it? That's when Shulva said it's not an issue. So Tanakhada, Ovi Kokovish is not enough of the Kabayas for Kalamanu, you can accept it from them. Matana Idah, the second Raisa says, Ain't a Kalam, you cannot accept the Nizva Ben the Kabayas from the God. Tosha says right away, but Im Tomar, but listen, Harav Meir, Harav Yehuda. Just say once Harav Meir, once Harav Yehuda. Harav Meir says that you can't do that because the Yesh Lomar Im King Kedusha and the Kedusha Mibar Yilam. The Lashon is wrong. The Lashon says Mekabel and Mekabel, which is a mashma that they're both Kaddish. The question is whether you should accept it or not, right? The Mekabel Menel the Bedek Abayis mashma the Kedusha he, or mashma Harvayus Sarvik Rabbi Yehuda. It's mashma that both go like Rabbi Yehuda. Or you can say the poster before is that retract from that statement and that Rabbi Meir just says it can't be Marach, but maybe Bedek Abayis. And the other wife, they can't. Okay, so there's a steer in the braces. Amar of Iva, Amar of Yochanan, lo kasha. There is no kasha. Why? Ha, the second braces that says that you may not accept it, that's betchila. Explain what that is. That's betchila. Ha, basof. And the first braces that you do accept, that's basof. What's betchila? What's basof? Rashi brings a few interpretations. Betchila, Rashi says, betchila have been in emekabim. When you first start building the Beit HaMikdash, you cannot accept it from them. The Shem and the Ripon Yadayim is Kavna. Because maybe they're just coming here for these political motivations. Libasof, but in the end, Lechazik, as Vidakov, to just strengthen and give extra into the coffers, then you can accept the Ein Lom Ripon Yadayim Makavna. Once it's already built, you can't see Ripon Yadayim, because it's built already. So then you can accept it. Lashon Acher, another Lashon, Betchila, Kishalo Haisa Imasim Shal Evi Kokavim Aleim Ein Makavim. When the Goyim didn't fear us, then you can't take the money. Avalosof mekabim shum ema. But at the end, when there is ema on them, you can accept. But Rashi says rishon ikar v'zeinu tam. The second one doesn't have a reasoning. The hakol yemei beis hashani ha'isa ema shum kochavim aleim ubitchilasu yosher misofo. The Jews were in a better position in the beginning times of the second temple than at the end of the second temple. So then the tchila you should be accepted. In other words, as the time went on, starting with the Maccabees, and then we had a little bit, but as time went on, we lost the ema, especially when the Romans took over. There was no ema of the Goyim Olam. So he says, Im Tomar, Bahai B'tchila Nami HaMikdash Rishon, maybe B'tchila means the first Mikdash, you can't accept it from them in the first Mikdash, the second Mikdash you can. Im Kei Mai Mosul Kamam, maybe there's going to be a problem later on, because you bring a Pasuk and it's talking about the second Mesa Mikdash. But it's clearly not the first, the second, it's talking about the second Mesa Mikdash. That's what Rashi says. There is, Tosos brings down that B'tchila means because you're not Mikala because there's a Chashash that they are going to be chozer, and they're going to say, and then they're going to say that they have a part in the Beis Hamikdash, and at the end, that's one. Rabbeinu Gershom says that tchila means initially we tell him it's like a ger, we tell him we don't want to accept it, and in the end, if you already accepted it, then it's okay. And the Rambam in the Hilchos Matos Aniyim says tchila is and Musof is the tchila b'diyana. That's the different ways of interpreting what tchila was. So, okay, so Gemara then says the Amr of Yosi, Amr of Yochanan, the tchila initially. Let's go with Rashi. Initially, before the Beis Hamikdash is first being built, Ain afilu mayim v'melach ein mekabelin. You can't accept water or salt from them. These are something amorphous items. They're not davar mesuyim. They're not a clear item, right? But basof davar mesuyim ein mekabelin, davar she'ein mesuyim mekabelin. But at the end, you can't accept a davar mesuyim, which means something that's nikar, that if it belongs to them, almost like you're like a plaque to a guy. That's a davar misuyim, but davar she'ena misuyim is something that's not nearer in the base of midrash as it is. You know, it's not an own, it's built into the base of midrash, as opposed to an item that stands out and has an identity that mekablim. Right? Rashi says davar misuyim she'nir ba'ayin a mekablim. Why mehem the gnaidu? It's a gnai va'oshem mis pa'arimbo, because it glorifies them. But davar she'ena misuyim you can't accept. So hechi dami davar mesuyim. What's considered davar mesuyim? Someone has its own identity. So Amar Rav Yosef could go an ama kalya orif. So that these were the scarecrows that they put on top of the second base of Migdash. There were these scarecrows, these ama kalya orif, to scare away the birds. They were put on top to have, so that's something davar mesuyim, because you can see it has its own identity. It's not built into anything. It has its own identity. Nice, interesting Tosos. Tosos in Kigon ama kalya orif says, Perish orif. He brings the orif. Zelashon, this is his lashon. The fish of the Migdash, Arishon, in the first base of Migdash. Haisa kedushaso b'kol hakal. It was such a high level kedusha. Baisa shchina shruyibo. The shchina was shruya in the first place of midrash. Below how you opus porkin lab. The birds wouldn't fly over it. They probably would burn up if they went over. Avav mikdash sheni in the second place of midrash. Patu. They were afraid. Mitama the ain kedusha kedusha rishon, because the kedusha wasn't as strong. Shema yifrichu opus ala mikdash. Maybe the birds will fly over the mikdash. V'yashlichu sham davar tamei. They'll drop something tamei. So asun sura lahavriyach opos migaga hechal. They put this image to scare away the birds from the roof. The kara oso kaya ore kolomer zos monesa over the roof migaga hechal. This will prevent the birds from flying over the roof of the hechal. The zot sura on this scarecrow kederach shochim osim achshav shomer Yisrael, like the people in the field. That's what they do. It's a scarecrow. That's what they put up. Right? They only had a brain. Ad kal lashono. This is his lashon. That's the aruch. The yesh makshim. Well, you bring the Gemara. The Amir Moi Katan Gabi Shlomo. You barely Yeshuva Amos Kaya Orid. Mishan Amos Kaya Orid. Sorok Bidenhu. Alma who have a base of Rabbi Yisrael. They bring the Gemara Moi Katan, where it seems to include that Shlomo put them up in the first place of Midrash, which goes against the Yara. So he says no. But yesh Shlomo. Hay Shlomo Yara Shem Lo Tiyeh Alav Kedusha. Shlomo was afraid that there wouldn't be Kedusha. So initially he put up the scarecrows. Then when he saw that there was all the Kedusha and there was no need for the scarecrows, Ukisharos Hay Kadosh Hesiru. Then he put down the scarecrows. Okay. Masi Rav Yosef. Now the Gemara is going to answer Rav Yosef, right? Rav Yosef said, right, the Rav Yochanan said that Bakhila Emekav Mehem. And initially, according to Rashi, when they first built the Mesa Midrash, you can't accept from them. So Masi Rav Yosef, the Pasuk says in the Chemya, the Igeres El Asap Shomer Pardesh Asher Melech. Nechemya got Rishus from the Melech Paras to build Yerushalayim, and he asked from the king that the king should tell all the people in the forest that they should give trees to build Yerushalayim. So you see that Nehemiah accepted from the Goyim at the beginning of the Binyan, right? But he didn't have a pshat from Yitron Yadayim. So he says, Armalei Abaye, Shani Machusa Velo Hajabe. No, because this is the Malchus. The Malchus says to do it. There's no, Yitron Yadayim means that we're going to delay. The Malchus says, and that's it. You don't have to worry about that. Dabar Shmuel, I Amar Malchus, Akrona Ture. If the king says, I'm going to uproot the mountain, Akrotur Velo Hajabe. He's going to uproot the mountain, you don't have to worry about it. He's going to dig right through it. I have to look it up. I try to remember that there was a right. Hopefully, but yeah. Well, there was. I remember. I don't know if it was somewhere. It was a Yerushalmi. Maybe it's over Rav Avi. No, but that Antoninus donated a menorah to the base of Midrash or something like that. There was a one of the Roman emperors gave a menorah. There's a Yerushalmi about that. What?
It can't be him.
So it can't be him. So somebody before the destruction gave to figure that word. I think there. I'm not sure. I have to look into that. But that would still fit in, even though. What? She was Jewish. No. Right, she was Jewish. I think it's Yerushalmi. I have to find it. But even if that being said, it would still work out because it's the Malchus. It would still work out. Okay. Next. So now the Gemara. Now that we just Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Ovi Kochavim Shehifishtrum and Mikirio. A guy was mafish truma from his pile. Both, you know, so we have to check him. We have to ask him. Also, have to be the CF of the tumor. We have to check him. Even Dasha saw the frisha. If he was mafish truma, in order to do it the way that a Jew does it, if my Jewish friend did it, I want to do it also. He lost on the Kohen. So then give it to a Kohen, and that's fine. Machlokas, that means it's truma. Machlokas when it's truma the rice of the Rabbanon, she didn't make a to say it's truma the rice and the Tsar eats it, the Chayav Misa. Which is interesting. The Imlav, but if that's not his reasoning, to Uno Geniza. You have to put it away. It's Asr Bahana. Chayshinon Shema Belibo L'Shemayim. Yichoshesh, that maybe when he gives Truma, what he really means is to go to Kodshim. As a guy, They are asking him. They ask him. If he says Badash Zolei Frisha, then we can give it to the Goy. If he doesn't say that, and when we ask him, then we have to say that Shema Libo L'Shemayim, and therefore, well, he doesn't know the difference between Truma and Hekdesh, and therefore you put the Geniza and Hekdesh Bismar Zeh, which, you know, it's Asar Rana. So Mesa, we ask the Kasha, Ovi Chachavim, Shenis Nadiv Korah. An Ovi Chachavim was a Nadiv to bring for a beam into the Beis HaKnesses. The Shem Kosev Aleh, and Shem Hashem is written on the beam. Bokim Oso, we check the Goy. Im Amr Benas Yisrael Defishitia, that I did this because this is, I wanted to give just like the other Jews were giving the beams to the Beis HaKnesses. Yogod, what we do is we carve out the Muck of Hashem, of Hashem. I guess we bury the Shem Hashem, which is interesting. Why, you know, bury the Shem Hashem. And you're not allowed to use that part of the beam. The Yishtamish B'moser, and you use the rest of the beam for binyan on the Beis HaKnesses. The Imlav, and if he does it for whatever other reason, he wants the Makashit, right, the Imlav to Una Geniza, we put it away, the whole thing. Kashinun Shema B'libo L'Shemayim, he Makashit, and you have a problem. So Gemara says, Taima, the Shem Kasuv Aleh, the Baye Geniza. It seems from here that the only reason why you put it away is because the shame is on it. Ha'en shame kosev le'lobai. You wouldn't need the Geniza, right? And you're not choshesh believe the shame Shemayim. Only problem is the shame Hashem. And that's not like Rav. So where it says, no, who did to makdash it, to make it hekdash. Because hekdash is the one that says, also Rana. So when I ask, no, who would been the apagav, the ain't shame kosev le'lobai. Even if the name wouldn't be on it, it's had the same issue. Nami boye, Geniza. Well, Kamash Malon, the Apagav Shem Svavala, that's for the Resha. Even though the Shame is written on it, you're going to be established for most of it. You can actually use the rest of it. You just carve out the Shem Hashem and use the rest of it. The Shame Shalom Mekamo Lo Kodesh. Because if the name, not in its original place, the Shame Shalom Mekamo Lo Kodesh. The rest of the being doesn't have Shem Hashem on it, it's not considered Kodesh. It's not. And we have a Brisa that says, Hayakasiv Al Yodos HaKelim. If you had a Shem Hashem on the handles of the Kelim, the Al Kare Hamita, or on the poles of the bed, Harizah Yoga carved it out in the Yignos. And it's very interesting here, like we're talking about Shem Hashem. Tosos says here, Yoga v'yishtamish, mashma, for the third to last Tosos, mashma al yedei sheyachti hakorah, that al yedei sheyachti hakorah, you can use it. The lo yehena me'osa chatikah shekeneged Hashem. You can't use that piece where the Shem Hashem was on. Tibimekomo mi'akudosh. That place itself was kadosh. The yesh lezoher, you have to be careful, because shekosim sefer Torah, tfilin, v'garu makom Hashem she'in lichto mekomo. So you're writing the same Torah and you write Shem Hashem, then it gets erased, you can't use that spot. I don't know the halakas, you know, the halakas of Shem Hashem over here, but it seems very interesting that, you know, I know there's an etziv that says that if you copy Svarim, if you copy Svarim, it doesn't even have Kedusha. So I don't know, Shem, it's interesting that you have Shem Hashem, like, not in the Sefer, which is written in Stam. Oh yeah, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rabbi Avua. Ha'omer sellez olet staka. A guy says, I want to give these coins to Tzedakah. Mutter l'shanosa. He's allowed to divert the funds. Right? We'll see what that means. Sovereign minei la'atzmo. Nachman thought when he heard that, maybe it's only la'atzmo in, he can divert it for himself. La'achar lo, we can't divert it for somebody else. But then, itmar amar v'yami amar v'yochlan, bein la'atzmo bein la'achar. He can divert it both for himself and for somebody else. What is, he can divert the funds. L'shanosa, Rashi says, with Sarkov u'la'achad mani shalom. Basically, you can borrow it. I want to give $100 to Stucker. Here it is. I need $100. I'm going to borrow it from Stucker. I can do that. Question. The thought, maybe he can only do it for himself. He can't do that for somebody else. Kamashmon bein la'acher bein la'atzmo. He can borrow it. Amar Rabbi Zira lo shanu. The only said this elo de Amar alai. About Amar Harezu, Ba'ina Boy Lumesve. It only works if he says Hare Alai Selet Stuck. If he says Alai, Alai set upon himself Achrayah. So when he borrows it, he's still Achrayah, he can still respond before he has to give it back. But for reason, it says Harezu, once he takes it, then he can say, wait a second, I only said that money, not the other money, I have no obligation anymore. But Masav and Rabba says Adar Rabba, Ibcha Mistaba. The other way it makes sense, I'm not sure on this. Amar Zo, if he says Zo, Mishtamish, but if he says Zo, he should be Mishtamish, he Hechidil Achayah Ba'achuyasa. Because when you say Harezo means that this is it, and if it gets lost, I don't have to pay. But if I borrow it, now I have an obligation to pay it back. So Harezo, I can borrow it. Abal Omar Alai, if he says Alai, well, then I can't use it, because he's already chayiv in the Achrayus. You're not adding anything to Tzedakah by borrowing it. El Loshna, it doesn't make a difference whether it is Loshna, it doesn't make a difference whether it's Harei Alai or Harezo. He is permitted to borrow it. It doesn't make a difference whether it's Lo or La'atzmo. He can borrow it. So Tanya Kabasa the Rava, Raisa supports Rava. Neder Stucker and Hector Stucker. Neder is Stucker, but it's not Hector Stucker. What does that mean? Like Omer, what does that mean? Lo Neder, lo Hector. Stucker is neither a Neder nor is it Hector. So what's the Brisa talking about? Ella Lav Hakamar. Isn't this what the Brisa means? Stucker Hare Hi Bibalta Acher. Stucker has the concept of a Neder as Balta Acher. I mean, you can't delay. My focus, what does it mean? You can't delay even the Stucker. What is it, three regalim like a carbon? Is it one regal? Maybe you have meister money, then you have to give it right away, and maybe I can wait till somebody who's more worthy comes. What does that mean, Balta Acher? Whatever that means, the current is Balta Acher when it comes to Tzedakah. Tzedakah Rehi Balta Acher. The Eino Kehekish. But it's not like Hekish. Dilo Hekish Ashwas Demushebe. Because if it was Hekish, you wouldn't be able to use it. Dilo Tzedakah Shari Las Demushebe. You're allowed to use it. We just said you're allowed to use it. That's a right. You're allowed to be Mutl Stavishbo that you can borrow from it. So you're allowed to borrow. Stucker funds. This is me. So I put aside money in my palace deck, let me give it stucker, and then today I need a soda, I can borrow the money, buy the soda, and then I can put back the money afterwards. So Amar Rav Kahana, Amishal Shmaita Kameh de Rav Zvi Minahardai, said this sugya in front of Rav Zvid, the Amar, and he said to me, Asun Hachim Asnile, you guys learned it this way, that it was back and forth. He said one thing, and he said no, it applies to it. But I said it all from one member. Anan Hachim Asnile, I learned it this way, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Baravua, Amar Rav, all straight in one memra. Homer sells a little stucker, mutl shnos, so you can change it. Bein la'atzno, bein la'acher, bein shomer alai, bein shomer arizo. None of the back and forth, all straight. Basically, he had the bottom line, limud. Tana Rabbanan. Sell a little stucker. Right? Person says, this money goes to stucker. Ad shalo basa liyad gavai, so long as it does not get into the hands of the gavai stucker, mutl shnoso. He's allowed to divert those funds. Misha basa liyad gavai, but if it once it comes into the hands of the gavai, he may not divert the funds. So what's going on here? What's the case over here? So Tosos and Amud Beis, right? The first Tosos, Achlo Basli the God by Mutl Shnoso, brings two Perushim. First he brings Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch Perush Mutl Shnoso, Mamash L'mitzvah Feris. You're allowed to divert the funds to another cause. I'm going to give the money to the Bedek Abayis so Stewie can buy lights. I'm going to put it into the other thing so Baruch can put the money into the shul, into the building fund. I'll add the burden until it gets into the hands of the God by. Right?
Is it two separate things completely?
What?
Okay, I have money, I said, I'm putting away
to
shul. And somebody comes up and
goes,
I need pigeon shul.
Pigeon shul is a different thing, the shul of the Ma'arik, but that may not be
the mitzvah.
But different mitzvah. Right. I'll tell you a story in a minute. So, Rabbeinu Baruch Perush, Mutl Shnosu, Ma'arish Mitzvah Feris. You can give it to another mitzvah. The Im Nadar Adam Selah, Stukas Aniyim, I gave a Nadar to give to Tztaka, Yochel Lassos, and then a mitzvah Feris. You're allowed to divert it to another mitzvah, Kol Kamdulu Asli De Gabai. That you spoke so long as that you didn't give it to the Gabbai. The Lishna Lishnosa doesn't mashma like, because we just said Lishnosa, and the previous Brisa was tomorrow, right? Kach Matzati Kosa Betosa Ar Moshe Me'avira, Mithivas Ache, Luperish Lomashma Lishnosa Mitzvah Feris, right? The Le'elka Amr Mutl Shnosa Bein Hubim Afrahim Lomoso. So Hilkach, he says, Nira Lomar, the Lomosa Ka Amr. Same thing here, it's about borrowing. About Lishnosa, but to change it, to divert it to another fund, Vaday Osir, Ki Namilo Bastli Agabai. About Lvosa Ka'amar Mushabat Nagabi Osir Lvosa. So, Machlov is what this means. But, finish the Sogi, and then we'll talk about it. Aini, is it really true that once it goes into the hands of the Gabbai, you can't change it, you can't use it for another reason, you can't borrow it? Baha Rabbi Yanai was the Gabbai Tztaka, Yod Upara. He would borrow the money, which is very schwer. The Gabbai would borrow the Tztaka and then pay it back. So you see, even when it came to the hands of the Gabbai, it was able to be used. So Shani Rabbi Yanai is different. And this to me is even, I mean, people are telling me, that I don't understand this. Shani Rabbi Yanai, the Nichal Luhu Aniyim, that it's good for the Aniyim, the Kama Demashi Masi Maisi Luhu. Basically, what Rabbi Yanai did is that he would borrow money from himself, then he would go around to him and say, I don't have any money in the coupon, give more money. So he was sort of extort money from the people because they don't have it. The reason why he didn't have it was he was borrowing it for his own use. I don't know how honest that is, but, what? Apparently it's, you're allowed to do this. I'm talking about Rabbi Yanai here. But, it seems interesting to me. So, there's a whole to-do about this. Basically, there's a sugya in Baba Basra, there's a sugya here, a sugya in Baba Kama, but, basically, the Braisa on the end of Bab says that when a person designates the seller for a particular stucker, he may give it to a different stucker as long as it's not reached the Gabbai. But once the money reached the Gabbai, the donor can no longer choose the stucker to which he can give it. But now, we bring the next mission, the Gemara says here, Tana Rabbanan, Yisrael Shis Nadiv Menorah O Nera. A Jew is Menadiv to give a candelabra or a candle to the Beis HaKnesses. also lishnoso. You're not allowed to change it for another use. And sabar b'chiy rav lemei loshon dvar rishus loshon dvar mitzvah makes no difference whether you change it for dvar rishus dvar mitzvah. And then amalei ravami hachem rav yochanan loshonu el dvar rishus dvar mitzvah mutzvah shnoso. You are allowed to change it for another. That seems to go against. We just say you're not allowed to change it. Now you say you are allowed to change it, right? So this ruling contradicts the first brisa, which prohibits giving money designated for one stucca as a different stucca, even though the other stucca is also dvar mitzvah. Not so the Gemara Sotosos explains that by changing the recipient of a designated sum of money for stucca, the law depends on who wants to redirect the money, right? There are three categories of people here who might want to redirect the money. The first category is the donor himself. So the halacha is that the donor is permitted to borrow the money that he pledged to stucca before he gives it and uses it for his own personal needs, but he must repay the money later to the cause which he originally designated it. He can't change it. He can borrow it before it gets to the hands of the gabbai. The second category is the gabbai. The gabbai may not change the recipient of the stucca even for another dvar mitzvah, because the money is already given to him, the whole lumdus, and maybe the yad gabbai is already a kinyan. The third category of what the Tosis brings down are the collective members of the community, or their representatives. That's called the b'nei ir. So the b'nei ir are entitled to change the recipient of the stucca money as long as the recipient of the money is a dvar mitzvah. So when the Gemara says that a candelabra or a candle holder donated to the shul may be used for any other dvar mitzvah, the Gemara means that the b'nei ir may decide to use it for another purpose. The b'nei ir can, this is from the Gemara in Bava Basra. The b'nei ir, it's sort of like the community chest can be redirected. There's a rush in Bava Basra, and the Tosos there, on the Chesam of Days, they say that the donor may change mind completely and use the money for a dvar mitzvah instead of giving it to the charity which he originally designated it. The gabbai may not redirect the money at stucca to an optional cause, but he may direct it to a dvar mitzvah, and the b'nei ir can even use the money for communal use. That's not a dvar mitzvah, because when a person gives the money to the b'nei ir, he gives it the understanding that the money will be used for whatever purpose the b'nei ir deem appropriate. And the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya passes like the Rush. So I have a Masorah in my family from my great-great-grandfather. My great-great-grandfather was a gabbai stucca, and they were collecting money in his town to buy a shas. They collect the money to buy a shas. It was a lot of money to buy, at least for them was a lot of money. And as he's collecting, by the time he's finished collecting all the money, the mikvah broke. And there was no mikvah in town. So he diverted the money, to fix the mikvah. So he got yelled at. He got scolded by all the people in the area. So he went to the Slomer Rebbe at the time. Slomer Chassid, so he talked with the Slomer Rebbe. The Slomer Rebbe said, he gave him bracha, don't worry, what he did was appropriate, because since you're representing the ear, you'd rather change it for dvar mitzvah. The caveat to the story is that one of my customers told me is that the end of the story is that his father said that my great-great-grandfather then went ahead and recollected more money and bought the shots. So it's not like they didn't have the shots. But the Rebbe told him that it was okay based on the sugya, because we'll have to divert it for another dvar mitzvah. Okay. First for everything. Tell a story. Mida Amar Rabbi Asi. Right, so the Gemara says from what Rabbi Asi said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ovi Kolchavim Shehisnadi Menorah Onele Beis Hakneses Achlon Ishkat Lashem Baila. A goy can be Mitznadi a candelabra or a candle holder to the shul Achlon Ishkat Lashem Baila, so long as people still know who is Makdashit. So the guy still around, or people, it's clear that this is from the goy. Also Lishnoso, you're not allowed to change it. You're not allowed to take the candle and give the candelabra and put it to hang it somewhere else. Mishen Ishkat Lashem Baila, when he loses that identity, then Mutal Lishnoso. So Lamai, what are you changing it for? Ilei Malu Dvar Rishus. If you're changing it for Dvar Rishus, it might be over the Chavim. Why are you talking about a goy? I feel like Yisrael Nami. You can't, even if a Jew gives it, you can't switch it, right? Ela Dvar Mitzvah. It's much talking about a Dvar Mitzvah. The time of the Chavim who deployed. If a Yisrael will deploy Shabbat Dami. The assumption is that the goy is going to be upset. The Jew's not going to get upset. The Jew's going to know that I gave this candelabra to the Anshe Yir, and he can divert it for whatever he needs. The goy doesn't understand that, and he's going to get upset. So the goy, you can't change it to Dvar Mitzvah so long as Shem Baile is on it. Story in the Gemara. Shazrak Taya. You had a Goyish merchant by the name of Shazrak. Inadav, I wonder if that was a popular name. Inadav Shragil Bekanishta. He donated candles to the shul of the Rabbi Yehuda. The shul of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? And here comes the sugya again, because the Gemara above Bashi Rabbi says they now accept stucca from the Goyim, but for Nadav to the shul, you'll not accept because that's like a carbon. It's Gemara above Bashi Rabbi Yehuda. So the Shanya Rachba, and Rachba, I guess who was the Gabbai, changed the usage of the candle to something else. I guess because it's no longer the name of it's no longer clear that this Stoker was the donor. The Ikbid Rava, and Rava got upset. Vika the Amr Shanya Rabba, and some say Rabba changes the Ikid Rahba, and Rahba got upset. Vika the Amr Shanya Chad the Bumdisa, that the Chazanim of Fupadisa changed it. The Ikid Rahba, Ikid Rabba, and both Rahba and Rabba got upset. So Mandishnaya, what's the swear? Mandishnaya, the person who changed it, Sabal Devo Shriya. He said that this guy is a merchant, he's a traveling merchant in those days, he's not around, he's not it, so he won't get upset. Right? Umanda Ikbin, and the ones who are Makas, it's Sabazim to Mikri Osei. He's a merchant, sometimes goes back to this city. He's in the city, then he won't get upset. But don't change it. Don't change for anything else. Okay, back to Masechas Arachim. Hagosis, someone who is in the death throes, he's about to die, the Hayotzi Laharek, and someone's also about to die, he's out to be executed, Lo Nidar, if someone says, Dumb of Allah, I'm going to obligate myself to give their value to the Beis HaKnesses, that doesn't count, Lo Merach, and they say, Erkolai, it's also Dachayavim, because, tomorrow will explain, that is Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya Omer, that's, there are no Nidar below Merach, Tanakama. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya Omer, Merach. There is a Erech and value. Why? If they should double ketuvim. The Erech and value just says somebody from this year to this year. Until he dies, he's around. But I think that only goes on the Yotzi Lahari. I don't know if that goes necessarily goes on the Goseis. Because the Goseis, you can still need a Hamad of Arach, and the Goseis can never really stand up. Rabbi Yossi Omer, comes Rabbi Yossi, which is seemingly a third Shita, but he seems to mention something completely different. He says that the Yotzi Lahari is no der umarech. He can make a neder, and he can be marech, umakdish, b'mhizik chai v'shalom. And if he damages on his way out, he has to pay. Rav Yossi seemingly off topic. Because everyone was talking about whether they can be the subject of Erechim. Now he's talking about whether he can actually make the Erechim. The Gemara says, Bishlama, Goseis, Lo Nidar. I understand why the Goseis cannot be the subject of a Neder vow. Dela Bar Damnu, because who's going to buy him? He has no market value. Who's going to buy him? Vilo Nerach. I understand why he can't be Nerach. Why? Dela Bar Hamad Barakahu. You can't stand him up to be that. You can't stand him. Right? Ella Yotzi Lahareg, guy who's going out to be executed, Bishma Lo Nidar, I understand why you can't take a Neder vow for his value, to La Bar Damihu, because he has no value. Who's going to buy a person who's about to be executed? He has no value. What? Yeah, this isn't, well, what? Yeah, so this is the state of Texas. It doesn't happen. To execute. The person's walking to the guillotine. Most likely, he's not going to get it, so he doesn't have a value. The market doesn't compensate for that possibility. He doesn't have a value. So Bishlam Lo Nidar, Dela Bar Damihu, Ella Lo Nerach Amaylo. Why can't he be Nerach? He can stand. He's walking. He can stand. Why isn't he the subject of Erechim? The Sanya. The Gemara answer is because it's a Gzeres HaKos. The Sanya. The Brisa says we nayan Hayotzi Lehereg Ama Erkilai. How do you know if a guy is going out to be killed? And he wants to make the last thing before he gets killed. He wants to give money. So he says, Erki Alai, Shalom or Kolom, it doesn't count. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, full Pasuk is, Kol Cheirim Asher Yecharam in Adam Lo Yipadeh. So Kol Cheirim Lo Yipadeh. So Kol Cheirim means someone who's roy to be killed, because he's in Cheirim. He's no longer going to be having a useful, he has no useful life. Lo Yipadeh, we don't redeem his Erech, meaning he has no value. Okay? Yachol Afilu Kodem Nigvardino. Maybe that's even before the Psak Din, that he doesn't have Erech. Talmud Lomar, Min HaAdam. Pasuk says, from Min HaAdam, below Kola Adam. So only someone who's Nigmar Dino to be killed doesn't have an Erech value. So Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, the Amar Ne'erach Mipnei Shadam Mikatsuvim. Well, Rabbi Kiva, what do you do? We just wrote a pasuk that says that he cannot be the subject of an Erech and vow. And you're saying he can be subject of an Erech and vow because, he's between 20 and 60, whatever it is. So give that amount. Hi, Kol Karim Ha'avid. So what does he do with this pasuk? Look at the sign. He learns it out like for Rabbi Shmuel, Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan, Broka Omer. We see that certain individuals who chay misa bidei shemayim, shenosnim mamam unuschaper lahem, they can basically buy their way out of the misa bidei shemayim. They can give money and they can get kapara. Rashi says the mumasim bidei shemayim to go and hide the siv hashor yisakel the gam balav yumas the hach misa leklamin bidei adam. It's not bidei adam. I mean the harkam doesn't hedgin. Most humans have a care, or say, who are Tichaso, or Tahargo, via Tahoger, or Tichat Shoro. So this guy, the Pasuk says, the owner should die, the Misa Shemayim. But if he gives Kapara, then he's no longer subject to that Misa. So maybe you would think, Yachal Afde Adam, maybe some of the Misa based in Cain, that's then also, he can give Kapara and pack himself. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Kol Cheirem Lo Yipade. Like Kol Cheirem means someone whose din is Misa, Lo Yipade, cannot give Pidjong. Ainly El Misas Hamuros, only the stringent Misos. Amazing Rashi. Shalom nitlash gus on the kapara. Because there is no possibility, there's stringent misos, that if you do amazing to five misos, and if you do b'shogig, there's no other way out. But misos kalos shenitot natanish gosin lekapara. But the lighter misos, that they're lighter because there's, if you did the shogeg, you have another, you have a kapara minayin, and even those places you can't give pigeon and pat yourself in the miso. Tamalomer kofarim, which means everybody. Rashi says, what's the miso kamuros and miso kalos? So he says, where is it? Misos kalos. Shalom nidishkos la kapara, which is the miso kamuros, go megadeh from kala aviv. Dim asa b'shogig ain't the carbon of ghost. There's no kapara to get a b'shogig. But the misos kalos, right, shenisos kos kapara, that's to go on itself, like a murderer. That's a misa kalos, because b'shogig, you can go to galos. But only people to Zara, umechalo Shabbos, upala erva, why? The shagosu chakas. Because if you did b'shogig, you have a chakas, that's a good misa kalos. Hey, chal Shabbos. So, anyway, interesting Rashi. So Rav Yossi Omer, then comes Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi came out in the middle and says that the Yotzi Lahoreg can make a neder, and he can make an erichin. So the Tanakama, Mika Amar Delo. What's Rav Yossi? The Tanakama never said that the guy himself can't make a neder and erichin. He just said he can't be the subject of a neder erichin. What's Rav Yossi coming to do? So Ella, Noda, Umarich, Umatish, Kulam, Elofigi. Everyone agrees that the guy going out can make a neder to be noder, to be marich, to be matish. I guess as Yorshin would be obligated to do it. What's the machlokas? But ki pligi, the imhizak, if he, as he's going out, he sees the witness who put him away, and he punches him in the face. So, Tanakama suffer imhizak in the chayim tashlumim. Tanakama says, basically, it's a dead man walking. He doesn't have to pay. He gets off scot-free. Well, not scot-free, he's going to kill him in a minute. But he gets off, he doesn't have to pay. Rav Yossi suffer imhizak chayim tashlumim. Rav Yossi says, if he does hit him, he does have to pay. It's chayim bit tashlumim. The Gemara says, my commitment. Well, what's the machlokas about? Rav Yosef, the milva alpeh govmin al yorsha kamitzli. The machlokas says whether or not someone who's a milva alpeh, someone who owns a non-documented amount of money, whether you can collect that money from the yorsha. Here, the guy hit the person in the face. There's no psak based in yet, so it's just a milva alpeh because he doesn't have a psak. It's basically an oral obligation, and similar to an oral obligation. Then can you collect from the yorsha from that obligation? Right. So the Tanakama suffer milva alpeh ain't a govmin al yorsha. You may not collect it from the yorsha, therefore he's potter. But Rabbi Yossi suffer milva peh, govmin al yorshim. You can't collect it. Right? Rabbi Amar, no. Rabbi says differently. Kuli Amar milva peh, no govmin al yorshim. Everyone agrees that a milva peh, you would not be able to collect from the yorshim. So why here does Rabbi Yossi say he does have to pay? Because hafka b'milva ksuba Torah kamitzki. An obligation that's written in the Torah, is that considered, we saw this before recently, is that considered as if it's written, that it's written in the Torah? If I damage something, the Torah says I have to pay. So is that considered a milva b'shtar? So, Tanakama suffer milva ksuba Torah la ksuba shtar dami. No, it's not. And therefore, it's like a milva peh, and therefore the nizak cannot collect from the mazik's yarshim. Rabbi Yossi suffer, Rabbi Yossi holds, no, tiksuba b'shtar dami. It's considered as it's written in the shtar. Therefore, it's a milva b'shtar. A milva b'shtar, you can collect from the yarshim. So the dead man walking punches the guy can go collect from the yarshim. Ika damasne aloha. Some learned this svara, the explanations of Rabbi Yossi and Rabba from the following brisa. Hayotze lahorek. Someone's going out to be executed. If he hits other people, he has to pay. But other people pelt him, and he gets injured paturim because it's like he's going out to get killed. Therefore, his din is like the nerad. So I don't know if there's nivul or mace there, but it's not. He's considered a dead man, and you don't have to pay damages. Or Shimon, Allah to Omer, afu im chavu b'achayim potter. Even if he hits others, he's potter. Shalom nita l'chazar semilas beisim, because you can't bring him to beisim to stand trial. So, Mechalal Tanakama suffer Nitan Chazar Semilas Beis Din. Is it Tanakama says that he can come back to Beis Din? Doesn't make sense. So no. So Rav Yosef the Milva Alpeh Govener Yorshim Kamiflagi Tanakama Milva Alpeh Govener Yorshim Rav Shimon Ben Lozat Suffer Ain't a Govener Yorshim and Rabba Amar Dekuli Alma Milva Alpeh Ain't a Govener Yorshim Lachov Milva Ksuv Tovik Ksuv B'Shtar Kamiflagi Tanakama Suffer Ksuv B'Shtar Damya the Rav Shimon Ben Lozat Suffer Lach Ksuv B'Shtar Damya. Okay, the Gemara's going to ask a question on that, then we'll pick it up there tomorrow. Have a good day.